Thank you for calling the Motor Vehicle Accident Compensation Department. This is Sophia Baltadano on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have the potential customer for a Maryland sexual abuse. His name is Colin Thompson, and he's on the line with me right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Hi, Carlin.
How are you doing? Good morning,
Doing
ma'am.
well. Hi, good morning. Thank you. I'll go ahead and take it from here.
Thank
Hello,
you,
sir.
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, sir. Sorry about that. I had the motor vehicle accident pulled up, but I'll go ahead and get the right lawsuit up. Just to let you know, we are speaking on a recorded line. And if I could just get the correct spelling of your first name, sir.
Colin Thompson, Thompson, Colin Thompson, first and
Colin.
last name.
Okay. Alrighty, Mr. Thompson. Go ahead and take a look here at this form. Have you ever had an attorney assist you with this claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, no worries. And some of these questions might sound a little bit repetitive. If you could just bear with me, I'd appreciate it, sir. Have you signed any documents with the law firm? Like something with your
No, ma'am.
finger or a packet? No.
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am, I guess. But he already asked me some question that triggered some stuff, so I hope we're not going down that road again. But go ahead.
I'm so sorry to say that, sir. I'll, if you ever do need a hold or a moment, I'm more than happy to take your time, okay? And then who are you filing this claim on behalf? Is this yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Ready? And have you received any money regarding this claim in the past?
No, ma'am.
Do you happen to know anybody that also needs help with this claim?
No. This is the type of stuff that people don't talk about, so.
I understand, sir. I'm so sorry. Some of these questions are required in every single lawsuit. Let's see. Are you a registered sex offender?
No, ma'am.
Did your experience involve someone affiliated with an institution like a school, church, something like that while you were under their care?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember what facility it was? I do have a list here.
I think it was Maple Run Youth Center back then. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I suppress these memories, so.
No worries. Thank you so much. Thank you for remembering that. Do you happen to know what city that's in?
Yeah, Flintstone.
Okay, I do have that one. Okay, thank you so much. Let's see. And what date would this have happened to you?
Hold on.
Yeah, I'll be right here.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man.
Take your time.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Somebody was trying to talk to me. What was the question? I
You're
apologize.
good. You're good. Yeah, what dates do you recall this happened?
I want to say it was about the. I want to say about 77. But I want to say, I remember it was during the holiday time, so right before Christmas holidays. I remember that might have been around in November or something like that, because I remember, food is a more. It wasn't an average type, like regular days. It was a lot of food around, so I would say about November 77.
Okay, thank you so much. And let's see here. Was this a one-time incident or did it happen multiple times?
It was that particular incident, but I was watched and felt uncomfortable many times. But yes, that particular one, yes.
Okay, no worries. So, we're gonna go ahead and leave this date. If you recall any other dates, I can come back and go ahead and fill them out in here, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
If you can, sir, can you take a moment to describe the type of abuse that occurred?
I don't want to go through this again, ma'am. I already explained. I don't want to really talk about this. I was.
I get you. I definitely understand. Trust me,
Yeah.
it's a subject that's close to home. So we're trying to get as many people help as possible. You're not alone in this. Despite what I say, I know it could be difficult. So if you'd like, you can hold. If not, sir, then you're
Yeah.
more than welcome to always call back. Let me know how
Yeah.
you'd like to proceed. I'll be here on hold.
Yeah. Well, I was just get it over with, ma'am, because I'm not gonna do this again. I was
Okay.
taking a shower, and when I looked, I saw this man, one of the janitor guys, just looking and staring and stalking me, staring at me, and I didn't know at my age, I didn't know. I knew it was wrong, just looking. After I finished my shower, I was changing clothes in the locker room where he started harassing and sexually. I don't want to, I guess this really bothers me, but that's when it happened, and I suppressed that. I didn't know who to tell. I was afraid. I thought I did something wrong. I didn't know who'd leave me. I didn't know if I was gonna be teased. I didn't know what to do. What to do? It was a terrible moment in my life.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that happened to you. In the locker room, after you got done showering, that's when you said he approached you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And as he approached you, I know it might be a little bit difficult to recall memories like this, but how far did the abuse go? I'm so sorry, I do have to kind of tell them what kind of abuse it
Ma'am,
was.
I was assaulted. We don't want to talk about it. This is tough. I was assaulted to whatever you're thinking. Yes, ma'am, it's worse as it could be. And I know you're not gonna make me say this. I'm not gonna bring this energy back. You're not gonna. I mean, it's no more money. It's no money in the world can bring back how I feel. What's relive this moment? Because when you relive moment like that, it comes to your subconscious mind. And now you have to deal with it all over again. And you guys are not dealing with this. I have to deal with this. So I don't want this to come in and haunt me in my dreams and nightmares after
No
all these
worries.
years of putting it behind me.
That was good
So
enough,
I
sir.
was.
That was all I
Yes.
needed. It suddenly cut off right there. I just had to give it continuance and an end. Okay. So after that incident happened, you said you didn't know who to resort to for help, or can you go on?
Right, I was just an embarrassing moment. I mean, who can you tell? Who believes you? Who's gonna think you had? I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to tell, who to trust anymore. When someone older than you abuse trust, who do you trust? Who are you? I mean, who to talk to? And then everybody gets to know your business, and then you're labeled as this or that or whatever. No, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. How old were you, if I can ask?
I was about 13, I would say. About 13, about 12, 13, 13. It's my birthday, September, so yeah.
My birthday's also in September.
Yeah.
Are you a
No, I
Virgo
said
or
my
a Libra?
birthday. Virgo.
Oh, me too.
Oh, how about that? What day are you? September what?
On the 9/9/9.
Oh,
How about
you missed
you?
9/11. I'm the third. I'm the third.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Are we finished now? Because I'm really not in a good mood now.
That's right, sir. So the rest of this would just be a little bit more questions about the incident, and then we'll just get on to logistics like your address, your information, things like that. If that's okay, a couple more questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your current age?
I'm 60.
Okay. And the person, you said they were an employee, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Do you remember a name?
I want to say John. I know it started with a J. John, Jack, maybe John or something. I suppress those memories, man.
Okay, what? No worries. I'll go ahead and jot down John.
I think it was John, though. I know it was the J for some reason, that J. But I want to run with John, though.
Thank you so much. Could you recall any, like, particular description, like scars, tattoos?
Excuse me?
Can you recall?
Excuse me.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you recall any particular description, like tattoos, scars, uniforms?
No, I wasn't looking. I was in pain. That's the last thing was on my mind at the time. And like I said, it was a terrible moment.
Okay. Yeah. No worries. Okay. And at the time, once again, did you disclose this to anybody?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how has this affected your life ever since? If you could just provide a small description.
Oh, ma'am. Emotionally, I was a wreck, physically. It just impacted my life. I was depressed. I won't blame it on my finance on it, but it just makes you go into depression. So some form of that difficulties, you know, just being normal in so many words, you know, maintaining employment, it's just the whole full nine. You know, everything you could think of, it's just a terrible time. And no, I wouldn't wish that on my enemy.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for that description, sir. I'm my sincerest apologies. I wish life gave better things to people like us, you know. But let me go ahead and finish this reduction. And then we're going to go ahead into the last few questions here. Are you currently employed, sir?
No, ma'am, not at this moment right now, no.
No worries. Was law enforcement ever involved in this claim?
No, ma'am. Like I said, I suppressed this. That's not something I told. It wasn't something to brag about or talk about or discuss.
Right.
You said you've been through that. I'm assuming you've been through this before, if I heard you correctly, so you should kind of know. I hope you haven't. I pray you haven't. But
right. Okay. No worries, sir. I get you. Do you happen to have any corroboration that you were in this facility, like paperwork or anything like that?
I did, but I don't, over the years, I don't know where to put. That's not the document you're going to look at and be, oh, yes. It's not like my bachelor's, or it's not like a degree from college or something.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, I've been lost that, you know, that was a long time ago, man. We talking, and it, once again, it wasn't the proudest moment of my life.
Would you say maybe like you have family members that can corroborate you were there?
Of course,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't want to live through this moment. Are we finished with this, ma'am? You have me in a down mode this morning, and I usually don't. I got to go pray, and I got to go fast, and I got to get out of this mode that these questioners
That was
put
actually
me in.
The very last question in regard to the incident. The rest,
Yes,
like
ma'am.
I mentioned, was it's just logistics, like your gender, your marital status, date of birth,
All
things
right, but
like that.
let's hurry up. Yeah, if someone is trying to talk to me about something important as well, this is important too. So, what do you need? My address is 2000.
One second. We're not quite there yet. Just for the purpose of the recording, what was your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And your marital status?
I'm divorced. No, single, divorced, whatever you want to call me right now. I'm single.
No way.
Divorced.
And I had your first name as Colin?
Yes.
And then the last name is Thompson, traditional spelling T H O M, sorry, P S O N?
Yeah, you're right. Correct.
Do you have a middle name, Colin?
A.
Okay. And a suffix like senior or junior?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And your date of birth, you mentioned that was September the 3rd of what year?
64.
Appreciate it. And your social?
Last four of my social?
Yeah, you can provide the last four. That's okay.
1350.
Thank you. And your primary email?
CATV and Victor. My name, Colin, Colin, at gmail.com.
Let me make sure I got that right because the line broke up a little bit. That was CATV. Z, like, sorry, like zipper, and then V, like
V,
Victor.
V, no, CATV.
Okay.
Like Victor.
And then Colin.
C-O-L. Right, one
gotcha.
L.
Okay. And then 832-503-8407 is your phone number?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, alrighty, I'm ready for the address now.
It's 2000 West Borough Drive, WESTBOROUGH Drive. That's Katy, Texas, KATY, Texas, 77449. It's apartment 319.
Okay, give me one second. Can you spell the street name one more time? B O R O.
Yeah, W E S one word. W E S T B O R O U G H.
Oh,
Drive.
Okay. Got it. And then what apartment number that was that?
319.
319. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Have you by chance received any medical treatment or therapy?
No, ma'am.
No worries. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for a loved one. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Who would you like to add as a emergency contact?
Moses Thompson, my son.
Does
Phone
he live
number
with
is 83. No, ma'am. 832-714-2824.
Thank you. One second. Okay, I have to go back and correct a couple of things because we're just zooming through this and I was unable to finish a couple of things. You said his name was Moses?
Correct.
Moses?
Correct.
And his last name one more time?
Thompson.
Same as yours. Okay. Thank you. And do you happen to know his address? If not, that's
22.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah. Not offhand, but I could.
That's
roughly,
okay.
If you, yeah.
Okay. 1 second. Would you like to add any closing notes by any chance?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to go back here and correct anything that might have been left unfinished. 1 second. Alrighty, sir, we're almost there. Just finishing up a couple of details. Alrighty, Mr. Cullen. Would you rather get this via text or email just to sign the DocuSign to get an attorney to give you a call back?
Whatever is better, I don't know. What's
I'll send
easier?
It both ways. That way you can pick which one's easier for you. Give me 1 second.
All right, thank you.
1 second, sir. Let me go ahead and send it. I will go ahead and transfer you over so that they can set up an appointment with you so you can speak with your attorney, okay?
Ma'am, I don't have any more energy for this. Can we do this? Can they just send me an email or something, an appointment?
I definitely understand that, sir. I just wouldn't want this experience to be in vain if we don't, since we are HIPAA compliant, we don't save people's information.
Are they gonna ask these questions again?
I don't have to transfer you over today, but I do have to get this document signed in order to save the info, or else I cannot save it since we are a HIPAA compliant.
I would say I would sign the documents, but I'm not going to through all these questions again.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me go ahead and put myself on hold. We don't have to speak anymore of anything. I just need to save this documentation, okay? Let me send it to you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I've sent it. Let me know, please, if you receive it.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll be here on hold. Once I receive it, I'll let you know, and then we can go ahead and take this up another day or whenever you can, okay? I'll be here on hold.
Require attachment on.
I forgot to mention, sir. I do want you to know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the firm will be reaching out to finalize the claim. It might be within a couple hours. I can leave a note that you need time, and we'll set up an appointment for that. I'm not going to let your case slip through the cracks, sir. So if you miss their call, if anything happens, you can just tell me like, hey, not doing well right now. Let's reschedule for this time. And I'll keep them in the loop. You could just talk to me. But they might send some additional forms like medical release for your claim. I don't think that's necessary. But in case they do, just make sure you have the forms back out to them so everything keeps running smoothly, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to say finish, but it won't let me finish. So I don't know what's going on.
Does it say anything like field left? A number of field left? That might mean that you missed something.
It don't say. It says required attachment.
Oh, maybe like a ID. Give me 1 second. Let me take a look at it.
Yeah, it can be attached here. Use this only for...
Yes, it's for an ID, a driver's license. If you happen to have that, you just hit attach, and then it'll let you click on the camera. And then make sure none of the signatures or squiggles, if you could just be legible, that'd be best.
Hold on. I'm really sorry. My little job. They got me doing my paperwork right now. God, it's fucking crazy.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Yes, sir. Alrighty, I did. Yes, Colin, I did receive everything. Thank you so much for your time today. Do you have any questions for me while I still have you on the line?
No, ma'am. Thanks for caring. And thank you. Just thank you. All right.
Of course. I'll text you from my direct line. Feel free to reach me at any time, Mr. Thompson, okay?
All right. What's your name again?
Sophia.
Sophia. Thank you, Ms. Sophia.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.